Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, the host of Wisconsin Public Radio's Beta. Beta features profiles of the people and works that are changing our world through arts and pop culture. Sometimes we're pioneering, like when we had late-night trailblazer Amber Ruffin on.
You became the first Black woman to write for a late-night network talk show in America. What does that mean to you?
It never occurred to me that I would ever be a first anything. You forget how recent all of our nation's atrocities are. Until there's the next person who's like the first Black anything.
Or when we had comedian and director Bill Hader on to talk about the origin of his hit HBO series, Barry.
You know, hitman's living in the shadows and you have to be anonymous and you have to be kind of emotionally closed off, and acting's the exact opposite of that.
Sometimes we're provocative. Like when Academy Award winner Sarah Pauly offered us some raw insight.
His advice was run towards the danger. So anything that causes you discomfort, anything that causes pain, you need to actually do more of.
Or when writer Brian Broom shook us with why he titled his memoir, Punch Me Up to the Gods.
My father used to say that he would punch you so hard that you would go back up to God to be remade and reborn so that you were made correctly.
But we're almost always playful. Like when T-Bone Burnett chatted with us about his concept album.
I'm wondering, is this your tribute to John Cage? Kind of a cover version of 4:33 and Cut Time, or a speed metal version?
Yeah, speed metal version, yeah. Of 4:33, yeah. Yes, exactly.
If you think that this Choose Your Own Adventure idea is compromising the energy, flow, and pace of the conversation and would like to abandon it, answer yes. Or if you think that this Choose Your Own Adventure idea still has legs and would like to continue with it, answer let's stick with it.
Oh, let's stick with it. Hit me with another question.
Okay, you called my bluff on that.
Plus, Beta has a lot of fun exploring pop culture curiosities, like the history of the Walkman. Why aren't phone booths a thing anymore? And whatever happened to the pop song fade-out?
You know, shortly around that time also was the introduction of the iPod. That made it much easier to skip ahead to the next song. You know, with all these digital devices, our attention spans were getting shorter.
But don't just take my word for it. Take it from the lips of our satisfied guests.
Bob Odenkirk, Susanna Hoffs, Asko Okutska, George Saunders, Stephen Wright, Christella Alonso, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Thanks.
Congratulations on your special middle classy. It's Plinko.
I love it. Oh, thank you.
Beta. It's pioneering. It's provocative. It's playful. It's Plinko. It's the best way to liven up your weekends. Because let's face it, the first 5 days after the weekend are the hardest.